Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The second baseman, Ben Steiner. Batting third. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Lazor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jackie Tobin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Garbarek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Emmett O'Neill. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Emmett O'Neill. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul O'Day. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Felix Makovich. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake takes first base on ball four. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Makovich. Metkovich reaches second base with a double. Lake goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to third. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Meyer scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Garbarek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbarek hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Emmett O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill takes first base on ball four. Tobin moves to second. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a line drive towards third. Ross reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. the Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross takes first base on ball four. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ross moves to third. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lazor. Bagby reaches second base with a double. Ross scores. Makovich moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Steiner hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Camilli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tobin takes first base on ball 4. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 0-for-1 in the game. Garbark hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Tobin moves to second. Two outs. Emmett O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes bunts for an out with unknown description. Boudreaux moves to second. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ross hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Makovich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0-for-2 in the game. Steiner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Camilli hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bagby hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tobin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Lazor moves to second. One out. Bob Garbarek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbarek is 0-for-2 in the game. Garbarek is walked intentionally. Emmett O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux bunts for an out with unknown description. Heath moves to second. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes is walked intentionally. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Heath moves to third. Two outs. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maksimovic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maksimovic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heat scores. Ross moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bagby hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lake moves to second. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0-for-3 in the game. Steiner hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. George Metkovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovic is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Metkovic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Day takes first base on ball 4. Rocco moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-3 in the game. Camilli hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lazor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tobin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Butcher pinch hits for Bob Garbark. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Holm now catching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Boudreau moves to second. Two outs. Felix Maksimovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maksymovich is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Maksymovich is walked intentionally. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bagby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to third. Maksymovich moves to second. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Ferris pinch hits for Emmett O'Neill. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0-for-4 in the game. Steiner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Day. Steiner reaches second base with a double. Allie Reynolds now pitching. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Metkovich strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.